Now, this is a month that traditionally Baptists think of outreach. I think it's ideal for that because it's the start of a new church year, often in many churches, not all. But also the school year begins, well, it began before now, but, you know, it's starting to get into gear, and I love the changing seasons. We didn't have them in Southern California. We just basically had summer and winter, and winter wasn't really winter. It was just rainy. But I love the leaves falling and the cool, crisp air. It reminds me of this season that we call outreach season, or doing the spiritual harvest. Jesus said that we are to lift up our eyes and to look on the fields and to see that they are white and ready for harvest. I want to challenge us to think of our neighbors and our the people perhaps that we work with or go to school with as people that Jesus wants us to reach with the good news of His salvation. This is an ideal time for us to do that. Well, what can we learn from the lesson of the sower or the parable of the sower? Well, the first thing I want us to notice here, I believe that there are really three lessons. There's the lesson of the sower, and I'm going to talk some about that and just want to encourage us to be like the sower. And then there is the lesson of the seed, what we can learn from the seed. And then there is the lesson of the soils. So I believe in this parable there are, even though there is perhaps an overarching meaning and an overarching theme to the parable, I believe that there are at least these three components, or lessons, if you will. And I want us to focus on them. I want us to hear what Jesus is saying here to us, because I believe that it is extra important, because He spoke this to His disciples, which are us today. It says that He began to teach by the lake, and the crowd gathered about Him and was so large that He got into a boat. And He sat in the boat while out on the lake, while the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables. So these were people who wanted to listen to Jesus. They wanted to hear what He had to say. Much like us today who come to a meeting like this, we want to hear the Word of God. And I just covet that for each one of you, as I do for myself. This is the reason why we come together on a Sunday or other times that we may meet, is to hear the Word of God. They came to listen to Jesus because they knew that they would hear more than just the word of a man, but that they would hear the Word of God. And so He told them about this parable of the sower. And we listen to the reading of the Scripture here, how Jesus said a sower, a farmer, it says here, went out to sow his seed. And as He was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. And other seed, I'm skipping down to verse 7, fell among the thorns which grew up and choked it. What can we learn here about the sower? Well, I believe that the sower is really Jesus Christ. Wouldn't you agree with that? Isn't He the one who is the Word became flesh, who came to tell us what God is like, more than just tell us, but show us what God is like, because Jesus is God. He's truly the living Word. And He came to teach us these precious truths about God and about His kingdom. There is a winsomeness about the sower. We need to be winsome. We need to be as winsome as we can be. Now, I know some of us are more winsome than others. You know, some may look not so winsome. Some may look like they breakfasted on pickle juice. But as much as is possible, We are to be winsome like Jesus was. I know it may take a little more work for some of us to do that. But I spoke last week about how sometimes we're surprised to see ourselves in the mirror. And we may not realize that that person that we see there is us until we, you know, actually take a look and see, well, you know, that person that we think somebody else is really us. And we're not always happy with what we see. So I'm just saying this to encourage us to be winsome as Jesus was winsome. We cannot sow the seed of God's Word unless we are. We can learn from the witness of the sower as well. Again, I want us to focus on Jesus here and try to see what He did and try to learn from what He did. He was very concrete in His witness. And that's a big kind of a theoretical sounding word. But what I mean by that is Jesus used everyday examples. He talked to people on their level. Now you who have children know that you have to do that. And it's wise to do that. And it's loving. And you get down on their level, speak to them eye to eye. Jesus did that with us. And He used these rather homey illustrations. I just want to encourage us to know that God has put us where we are to reach people with the good news of Jesus Christ. We are to be winsome. We are to use the methods that Jesus used in witness. He was concrete. He was conceptual. In other words, He taught in such a way that people could visualize and understand what He was saying. I think it's very likely that when Jesus taught this, it was at a time and they were in a place where they could look out over the fields and perhaps see the farmers out in the fields sowing the seed of harvest, or the seed that would result in a harvest. Jesus was consequential. What He said was of eternal significance. Now, if He talked about the weather, it was because He wanted to lead people to think about who created the weather. Whatever He talked about. Now you say, well, that's artificial. You ought to just talk about what you're interested in. But shouldn't we be more interested in God and in His work and in His kingdom than anything else? Shouldn't we be more interested in eternal life than anything else? And wanting to bring people to eternal life? That's what's often wrong with us. We're not as interested as we should be. But Jesus was. It's very evident. We can learn from the work of the sower as well. Jesus said, "My Father worketh hitherto, and I work." And in I love what it says in Psalm 126 and verse 6. It says, "He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." That speaks of toil. That speaks sometimes of tears. My wife's father was a farmer in Illinois, and I know there were some years that the crop didn't do well. Not many, but there were some. And I know it took a lot of faith to put that crop sometimes in the ground. It took a lot of money. But it took a great investment of his life. I don't know whether I could be a farmer. I don't know whether I have that kind of faith. But I admire that. And it just speaks of the price that we have to pay to be gospel sowers, to be sowers of the good of the seed of God's Word. It takes work, it takes labor, it sometimes takes tears, as we sometimes are disappointed, as our Savior was. And sometimes we are brokenhearted when we see other our loved ones not responding as we would like for them to respond. But that's what it takes. That's what it takes to be a sower of God's Word. We can learn from the lesson of the sower. But we can also learn from the lesson of the seed. Notice what it says there in verse 3. Jesus said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed." And he speaks about the seed that he was sowing. Some, for example, fell among the path and so forth. But he was sowing the seed. And I believe that Jesus here leaves us with no doubt as to the meaning of the seed. The sower soweth the word. In fact, he said that in his interpretation in verse 14 there. The sower soweth or sows the word. The word, of course, is the word of God. Many times Jesus used similar expressions. There was, for example, the parable of Matthew 11, the parable